I am the man who harnessed his spirit and will not rest with his promise unkept. A man whose mind has been split by his mind, whose soul has sickened of its dwelling in flesh. From earliest youth he held to wisdom, though tried 7 times in the furnace of fate, which raised all that he built and uprooted all that he planted, as it broke through all his defences. As misfortune burned, he approached it, even as destiny hemmed him in, seeking the limits of wisdom and discipline, wanting the source of knowledge's treasure. Know, however, that no one will ever discover the mystery secrets until his flesh begins to give way. I'd gain a grain of discernment when time came on and exacted its price, and now, for as long as I live, I'll ride out in search of wisdom, even if fate won't saddle my mount. My heart, I vow, won't weaken with time, or break its vows, it will follow them out. And know, my friends, I feared what was coming, and nothing comes that fear doesn't bring. It was night and the sky was clear, and the moon was pure at its centre, as it led me along discernment's sphere, teaching me by its light and direction, though as my heart went out to that light, I feared extended misfortune, like a father's feeling for his firstborn son. The wind sent a cover of clouds across it, wrapping its face in a mask. As though craving the currents inside them, it leaned on the clouds till they ran, and the sky was clothed in darkness, and it seemed that the moon had died, its grave a vapour. Then the thickened heavens wept for it, like the nation of Aram weeping for its prophet Balaam. And the night put on its mail of gloom, and the thunder stabbed it with lightning, which flew out toward the horizon, as though it were laughing, obeying the thunder's commands. It spread its wings like a bat, and the ravens of darkness fled when they saw it. So the Lord closed in on my thoughts, blocking my heart's desire inside it, holding my heart in cords of darkness, like the warrior bound who'd stir and break free. I no longer hope for the moon, my friend, which thick as dark has replaced, as though the clouds had envied my soul and taken its light away from me. But when its face appears, I'll rejoice like a servant recalled by his Lord. As a soldier in battle has his sword destroyed and falters as he runs, then stumbles, so is man who is hounded by struggle, though Venus be home to his shrine. From Kingdom's Crown. Through my prayer a man might profit from the study of truth and merit. And in its lines I've concisely told of the wonders of the living God. Over all of my hymns it deserves renown, and I call it the Kingdom's Crown. Your works are wondrous, and I know it acutely. Yours, Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory, the splendour and majesty. Yours, Lord, is the kingdom exalted over all. Yours is all wealth and honour. All beings above and below, you bear witness that they will perish while you endure. Yours is the strength within whose mystery our minds eventually fail. Your force exceeds their intensity. Yours is the hidden chamber of power, of form, secret and matter. Yours the name that eludes the wise, and the might to bear the world in its void, and the craft to bring what's hidden to light. Yours is the kindness that infuses creation, and the goodness veiled for those who hold you in awe. Yours is the secret no notion contains, and life that destruction will not bring down, and the throne raised higher than height's idea, and the hidden hall in the heavenly mansion. Yours is the real which becomes existence in light's reflection, and in whose shadow we live. yours the two worlds and the border between them, one for action and one for reward. Yours the reward reserved for the righteous in spirit for whom it was hidden. You saw it was good and concealed it. You are the light of the upper regions, and the eye of every soul that's pure will take you in, and the clouds of sin in the sinner's soul will obscure you. Your invisible light in the world will be seen in the world to come on the mountain of God. You are the light everlasting, the eye of the mind longs to behold, and may yet glimpse in extremity, but the whole of will not see. You are wise, and wisdom is a fountain and source of life welling up from within you, and men are too coarse to know you. You are wise and prime to all that's primeval, as though you were wisdom's tutor. You are wise, but your wisdom wasn't acquired and didn't derive from another. You are wise, and your wisdom gave rise to an endless desire in the world, as within an artist or worker, to bring out the stream of existence from nothing, like light flowing from sight's extension, drawing from the source of that light without vessel, giving it shape without tools, hewing and carving, refining and making it pure. He called to nothing, which split to existence, pitched like a tent, to the world as it spread beneath sky. With desire's span he established the heavens, as his hand coupled the tent of the planets, with loops of skill, weaving creation's pavilion. The links of his will reaching the lowest rung of creation, the curtain at the outermost edge of the spheres. Who could put words to your power, splitting the globe of earth in your making, half of it land and the other water? The wheel of the wind you established over the sea, which it circles and circuits as the wheel of it rests in that circling, and over the wind you established the sphere of fire. These foundations are four, though sharing a single foundation, source and font, from which they emerge renewed, and then through a fourfold font diverge. Who could fathom your mysteries in surrounding the second sphere with the glowing circle of Venus, like a queen overlooking her armies, like a bride adorned with her jewels? In 11 months' time she traces her compass, 1/37th of earth in its mass, as its mysteries initiates know. With the Lord's will in the world she renews quiet and all tranquility, gladness and winning gaiety, song and wordless melody, and the wedding canopy's joy and spell. She ripens the fruit of the land in its wheat, the choice fruit made sweet by the sun, and the fruit brought forth by the moon. Who could contain your magnitude in your setting the sun up as a sign to measure the days and the years and the season's appointed times, in sending its light to grow fruit-bearing trees, which blossom beneath the Pleiades, and under Orion grow heavy with seed that ripening swells? For 6 months it moves to the north, warming the air and water, the trees and soil and stones, and then it approaches its border, and the light lingers, and the season slows, and it reaches the place where a day expands for the full 6 months of the cycle, according to faithful accounts. And then it moves on to the south in a given series of circles, reaching the place of night's extension for 6 months dark, as the proofs of astronomers show. And so the Creator is known in his aspects, a small part of his power is shown, a fraction of his strength and wondrous effect. For the servant's greatness mirrors his master's, to those discerning in knowledge, as the worker defines his castle's honour, for he holds the worth of his lord in his hand. Who could make sense of creation's secrets, of your raising up over the ninth sphere the circle of mind, the sphere of the innermost chamber? The tenth to the Lord is always sacred. This is the highest ring, transcending all elevation and beyond all ideation. This is the place of the hidden, for your glory above in the palanquin. You formed its frame from the silver of truth. From the gold of mind you created its matter. On pillars of justice you established its throne. Its reality derives from your power. Its longing is from you and for you, and toward you ascends its desire. Who could accomplish what you've accomplished in establishing under the throne of glory a level for all who are righteous in spirit? This is the range of pure soul gathered in the bond of all that's vital. For those who've worked to exhaustion, this is the place of their strength's renewal, where the weary will find repose. These are the children of calm, of pleasure that knows no bound in the mind. This is the world to come, a place of position and vision for souls that gaze into the mirrors of the palace's servants before the Lord to see and be seen. They dwell in the halls of the king and stand alongside his table, taking delight in the sweetness of intellect's fruit, which offers them majesty's savour. This is the rest and inheritance that knows no bounds in its goodness and beauty, flowing with milk and honey. This is its fruit and deliverance. Who could uncover the things you've concealed in fashioning chambers on high and their treasures, some too tremendous to speak of, and others matters of valour, stores of life among them for those who lived in innocence, and also stores of salvation for those given over to penitence, and stores of sulphur and rivers of fire for those who break their covenant, and burning stores of gorge-like pits whose flames will never be smothered, where those abhorred of the Lord will descend, and stores of whirlwind and storm, of heavy clouds and blackness, of hail and ice, of drought and snow, of heat and flooding waters, of smoke and rime and fog, and gloom and thickened darkness. All you prepare in its time and employ for judgment or mercy, for correction in a world you designed. Who could grasp your intensity in forming the radiance of purity from the great glow of your glory? From a rock the rock has hewn, from the hollow of a clearness withdrawn. You sent the spirit of wisdom along it and gave it the name of soul, and formed it out of the fire of intellect's ardour, whose spirit burned on inside it. And you sent it out through the body to serve it and guard it. And you watch as it acts like a flame within it, though the body isn't consumed. It was formed from the spark of soul and brought into being from nothing when the Lord came across it in fire. Who could return your goodness in sending breath through the body to invest it with life, in revealing a way of life to guide it and save it from evil's contrivance? Out of the ground you formed it, and into the blood breathed soul, and you sent the spirit of wisdom along it, which sets us apart from swine and allows for ascent on high. You've shut us inside your world while you look in from beyond and observe, and all that we try to conceal, within or without, you reveal. I'm ashamed, my God, and abashed to be standing before you, for I know that as great as your might has been, such is my utter weakness and failing. As exalted as your power has been and will be, such is the depth of my poverty. As whole as your perfection is, so is my knowledge flawed. For you are one and alive, almighty, abiding, strong and wise. You are the Lord my God, and I am a clod of dirt and a worm, dust of the ground and a vessel of shame, a speechless stone, a passing shadow, a wind blown by that won't return, a spider's poison, a lying heart uncut for his Lord, a man of rages, a craftsman of scheming and haughty, corrupt and impatient in speech, perverse in his ways and impetuous. What am I, O my life? What is my might and righteousness? Throughout the days of my being I am nothing, and what then after I die? I came from nothing, and nothing pursue. Against instruction I come here before you, with insolence and impure notion, and impulse that strays to its idols, and greed as it calls, and a soul that hasn't been cleansed, and a heart that's lost and alone, and a body afflicted with swarms of desire, ceaseless within their resistance. I've known, my God, that those who implore you have excellent action to speak for their fate, or virtue they've helped in creating, while I have nothing, am hollow and shaken out, a ravaged vine, and in me is neither honour or what seems right, affection or candour of heart, not prayer and not supplication, not purity, faith or simplicity, not fairness or honest measure, neither repentance nor service. Let it therefore be your merciful will, my God and the God of our fathers, sovereign Lord of all the worlds, to be near and have mercy upon me, to remember me in the call of your will, to lift the light of your face across me and conceive for me your graciousness, and not repay me for all I've done, and make me an object of scorn for the base, or take me away in the midst of my days, or obscure your face before me, to cleanse me of all transgression, not to cast me away from your presence, to quicken my being with dignity, and lead me into honour. And then, when you withdraw me from the life of the world we know, bring me to peace in the life of the world to come, and call me to rise. Place me among the righteous, with men who among the living were summoned to life ever after, and cleanse me with the light of your countenance. Return me to life from the earth's depths, and on that day as today I'll say, Lord, I'm grateful that when you were angry, you softened your wrath and took pity on me. Loving kindness is yours in all the good you've done me, and until I die will do. For all this I'm bound to thank you, to glorify, Lord, and extol you. May you be praised in the mouth of creation, and be hallowed by words of sanctification, be known as one by those who seek to know you in oneness, be extolled by those who extol you, and lifted by those who would lift you up in song. And may you be raised in the mouth of those who pray, for among the gods none is like you, and nothing, my Lord, compares with what you have done. May the words of my mouth and my heart's meditation before you be pleasing, my rock and my redemption. And the Lord spoke to me when I saw his name spelled out and merged with the blood in my heart, separating blood from ink and ink from blood. And the Lord said to me, Behold, blood is the name of your soul and ink the name of your spirit. Your father and mother are vessels for my name and a sign. And then I fathomed the tremendous difference between my spirit and soul, and a great joy came through me. For I knew my soul was dwelling in the redness as blood, and my spirit was dwelling in the blackness as ink. And there raged a war in my heart between the blood and ink, the blood from the wind and the ink from dust. And the black ink over the blood was victorious, as the Sabbath subdues all the days of the week. And so my heart rested within me, and I offer praise to the Lord, to the name in my heart, forever.